Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
Today is Friday.
What time?
Morning.
A great way to end your week.
Well, the best way to start.
This weekend.
Start this weekend.
Bam! Coffee!
Coffee wakes you up in the morning.
I think you've had enough coffee.
A cup of coffee gets the world off to work in the morning.
Let's get through today.
And then we can start the party.
The weekend starts here.
It's showtime.
How's everybody doing this morning? Gout check. How's gout check? How you doing today, man?
It's all right.
Yeah, it's slow, man.
It gets better. It's a slow grind. It gets worse before it gets better.
Dang it.
It fades in, and then you hit that point of like, okay, this is the highest pressure point, and then it fades out.
Oh, it must be just so frustrating.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
Are you worried to go see family next week? Because I don't know if you guys like are a big drinking family, and I know that can kind of flare up your gout.
Usually, but my dad won't be in town the entire time, so I might be safe.
Okay, a couple days off.
The guiltiest offender is not going to be there.
Exactly.
Okay, how about you, Abby? How you doing?
For me, I'm kind of dragging myself into the weekend. I was all excited yesterday because I've been on this new phone journey, and I have to send back the one I was loading yesterday.
Oh, no. This thing, what a soap opera, man.
It's becoming, like, it's just so simple. I, like, just want a new phone, and without boring you to tears, I spent, like, hours in the AT&T store. Finally, I was able to order a new phone, but whoever ordered my phone put the wrong address on the, like, the package, so it didn't get sent to me. So when I went to AT&T, I was like, hey, like, we need to do something about this. Like, it wasn't sent to me, so they marked it as stolen. And then, long story short, they made me go back and forth and back and forth to get all these things from my apartment, because it's like the DMV. You need, like, your ID, and then you need, like, a physical card. You can't use Apple Pay to now pay for the phone that you already paid for. You have to pay for it twice because we had to return the other one.
I feel like they're working off of a checklist of how to screw a customer, and they throw these things at you, right? And when you pass one, you get to the next. It's like a video game. You get to the next level, and then finally they get you. You don't have one piece of evidence or one piece of information. Like, sorry, not today.
And every time you leave the AT&T store, you get bumped to the back of the line. So it's just like this frustrating experience. I'm like, just give me a new phone. So anyway, I leave in a tizzy on Monday because I'm like, I don't have time for this. I'm like, I've got things to do today. And so finally, my leasing office finds the phone, and I'm like, oh my God.
What's the chances?
Because it didn't have the right address on it. I'm like, I don't know how it got to me. So they find the phone. I'm so excited. I load all of the things onto my phone. I couldn't transfer anything because I don't have Wi-Fi at my apartment. It's another AT&T problem. So I had to do it here yesterday. I was so excited. I'm like, all I have to do is transfer my data. And then my phone won't transfer my data from one phone to the other. So after the show yesterday, I go to the AT&T store again. And because they marked my phone as stolen, I can't use that phone now.
Oh, come
on. So now I have to go back to the AT&T store, send that phone back with all of my data on it, and I have to order a new phone.
Yeah, I constantly have to remind myself on days like that. First of all, my internal statistic is generally, when you're doing business, it only goes well about 60% of the time. Somebody messes something up along the way about 40% of the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to constantly remind myself, all right, give yourself a little perspective here. It's a phone. It's a hassle. I'm going to be fine. In the overall scheme of things, it's a small thing, but also I'm acknowledging it's really irritating.
It's so irritating. And admittedly, there's some emotions I handle really well. Like there are some things that I can just like cruise through. Frustration is one of those emotions that I just do not process well. And so it really is, even though it's just a phone, it is like top 10 angering emotions for me. So anyway.
At this point, they should give you a discount because you work there.
I know.
Give her a collared shirt.
Give me the polo. I'm in.
How hard can it be to greet people when they come in? If you're going to stand there, just put a shirt on and get paid for it.
Exactly. I mean,
they ain't doing their job anyway.
No.
I had a pretty regular day today, day yesterday. What did I have? It's very rare the times that Hayden and I can go to a movie together and see a movie that we both might enjoy, and that's his thing, you know, that's his jam. It's like pop culture and movies, and I love going with my son, who is so brilliant when it comes to looking at a movie, and then after we get out of it, he picks it apart for me, like picks the characters apart. This is what he's going to end up doing for a living, something in performing arts. So he sees movies way different than I do. I just go in there for an hour and a half, 2 hours of escape, and then I take off. The last example of this was Sinners, right? We went to go see Sinners, and I thought it was a pretty good movie. Yeah. It was very entertaining, hour and a half, two. But then in the car ride home, he's giving me the history lesson on what the whole thing was all about and the symbolism of some of the characters and everything like that. And I shared it with Mo, what Hayden said, and he's like, well, that kid gets it.
Yeah, I could tell he did his research. He was spot on. And the thing about Sinners, it's a good movie, but if you know the symbolism, it's an excellent movie. So, I mean, for him to have spotted it like he did, and I'm sure you saw it as a whole different movie than you did the first time.
I totally did. So last night, I'm like, I haven't spent any time with him this week, and he's going on vacation with his mom next week. So what can we do, even though I'm limited on time because of this show? So I'm like, how about a movie? There's got to be something. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. This new Formula One movie is out.
Oh, I see that.
Sports and a movie at the same time.
How was it? It looks amazing.
It's an entertaining hour and a half or 2 hours is exactly what I was looking for. I was more nervous about him because he hates everything sports. But I gave him a little Jedi mind trick in the beginning, and I said, don't think about this as a sports movie. Think about this as art, and sports just happens to be at the center of it. So I think he did go in there and he gave it a try, and I was expecting him to come out of there and go kind of superficial. You know, the plot line is predictable. He loved it.
He did.
He loved it. Well, they do so many cool things with CGI now that you can't tell what's real and what's not. And I think some of the producers or directors were the same ones that did Maverick, the last movie.
Okay. Oh, wow. That was good.
So they used a lot of the technology that they were using on planes, except they did it in cars this time. So he was fascinated by how things are developing in that area. The rest of it, pretty predictable storyline, but it was worth going to. And I mean, for a movie that can bring a father and a son together that really don't see eye to eye entertainment wise on anything, it killed the 2 hours. So it was great.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great. I want to see it. So I'm happy it was good.
And then he spent 15 minutes telling me things in the movie that I didn't see, which was cool also. Like plot lines and different technical aspects. So it worked out great.
So y'all watched the same movie, but y'all never watched the same movie.
All the time.
Got it.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.